This is Mae Brussel, and this is the second half of a program called World Watchers, program number 720. I would like to get about 8 hours of material into a half hour, and so before I escalate that speed, let me just tell you again that you can write to me, Mae, M-A-E, Brussel, B-R-U-S-S-E-L-L, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you the bibliography of this program or any of the past broadcasts if you designate which ones. A 22-cent stamped envelope, legal size, will hold 4 bibliography sheets. Unless there's 5 to the month, you can get 4 out of the 5 and request one of the others later. You can say, I'd like the sheets from August or September, and get 4 at one time if you don't want them each week right on the button. And I fill envelopes, and I'm glad to do that. So you can get these books from the library or bookstores or used bookstores and look up some of this material, because I could just barely touch it on these programs. And getting back to that reunion of the Waffen SS again at the scene of the Battle of the Bulge with some American veterans, a handful of veterans going there from Wisconsin can bring home messages for all of the Aryan nations and put into computers around the United States. All that hugging and kissing wasn't to relive the Battle of the Bulge. It's to send messages that you don't put on wire services to continue the escalation or the time bomb of what you're going to do to this country to overthrow it, which places are going to be bombed, which airplanes are going to be destroyed, who's going to be killed, and there's a coordination around the world. And one way to have that is to have these particular meetings. Now, Joseph Goebbels, head of Minister of Propaganda for Joseph Goebbels, this Werner Naumann, also helped in Europe to get out hundreds of books and publications by former SS majors, SS officers from the Waffen SS, and flood Europe and begin, once they surfaced in the 50s, to get information out about the war, what the real nature of the war was, how great Hitler is, and so forth. And one of the peoples they wrote about, their Nazi heroes, was Rudel, who set up the second Freikorps, Hans Ulrich Rudel, the only man who got Germany's Golden Oak Leaf Award, the cluster with a sword with diamonds, and the knights. He was very close to Adolf Hitler. He also wrote in his books, Hans Ulrich Rudel, wrote the essence of what is going on in the world, that the actual purpose of this war was to save the world because of the danger of communism, and that is one of the reasons we're armed today, and that Star Wars isn't negotiable, and that we're going to work with Germany on the Star Wars project, which puts us again with Daniel Graham, General Daniel Graham of the Defense Intelligence Agency and High Frontier, the most visible spokesman for the Star Wars project, sharing offices with Fritz Kramer, that mysterious Fritz Kramer, the mentor of Henry Kissinger, who I believe is Hitler's top general. And just this past week, there was a story that they are merging the Americans and the Germans on the Star Wars project. Rudel wrote in his book, one of the books on rearmament, in quotes, the attack against Russia was not only a German defensive measure, it was an international necessity. Not a defensive war, but a crusade. Not only for Germany, but for Europe. Beyond Europe, for the whole world. And that is what is being sold to the Aryan nations, as I said, who changed their cloak from the Klan and the Nazis and the Minutemen to the Aryan nations, the survivalists, the Freikorps. And that's why John Singlaub, the head of the American Freikorps on the board of Western Goals, the man whose picture has been in all the newspapers just this past week, John Singlaub wears about 7 different coats. He works with the World Anti-Communist League as the head of that. They had their convention in Dallas this week. He works in the National Security Council. He's on the board of Western Goals with Edward Teller, the daddy of the hydrogen bomb, and the Thai Frontier with Helionetics connections. I could run down all those 8 or 9 garments of Singlaub, which I may do in one broadcast. Western Goals also had the late Larry McDonald from the John Birch Society, the head of the John Birch Society, and Roy Cohn with his New York Mafia connections. And Roy Cohn is the liaison between the Vatican and the FBI. He was during the Cardinal Spellman years, and he's just as thick with these people now. Now, several, 2 years ago, I was discussing the Hitler diaries, and the names that surfaced when the Hitler diary surfaced, and the people that were in the bunker with Adolf Hitler, whose names were present and are meeting today, the only one that allegedly died since then, and I don't see and know any proof that he died, was SS Karl Wolff. But that Gerd Heidemann had the yacht of Goering and worked with SS Karl Wolff and Franz Westermeier, very important Adolf Hitler, and Karl Munke, who was in the Battle of the Bulge, the same people having their reunion. I won't go over those names again. I did broadcast, it was 594 and 595 on the Hitler diary and the links to the Kennedy assassination. That was in May of 1983. Quoted a book, The Damned Engineers, about General Wilhelm Munke of the SS Panzer Division and so forth. Munke is alive and living in Europe, and I'll share with you some newspaper articles that just came out recently about him. But it's very important to know that this gang that were with Hitler in the bunker until the last hours included the same person, Mr. Naumann, who was the head of the Minister of Propaganda, chief of the Ministry of Propaganda for Goebbels, who then could parlay a lot of money that was released by Otto Skorzeny and the Swiss banks, particularly after Vita Perón was dead, into the resurgence of the Nazis and out of Europe. Mushroom, the newspaper, television later, and the printed books and magazines of the resurgence of Nazi Germany. And that's all very important. It's important because this Naumann worked with Gerhard Frey, a propagandist, and I'll do more on him next week. Hopefully I keep saying that, but Gerhard Frey is a well-known publisher in Germany, and he's the fellow that connects to General Walker, Edwin Walker. And Edwin Walker called Gerhard Frey to say, Oswald, the communist shot at me in April. I'll go through those details with you next week. But there's one part of a book we've talked about often, and I have never detailed this particular section. The book Spooks goes into they don't call it the American Frey Corps, but it connects. And, well, maybe I should break down those connections for you now. Well, I have them here. The book Spooks is by Jim Hogan, H-O-U-G-A-N. It came out in 1978. It's one of the finest books on the military spy system, the intelligence system, that hidden government, which really isn't hidden. This has been out since 1948. But in this book, there's a chapter called The Paladins, and he describes, it's on page 74, 75, just a few sections of this I'll share with you. He said, millionaires such as Nelson Rockefeller and the late John Paul Getty hired former Secret Service, CIA, FBI agents to handle a variety of sensitive assignments within their organizations, protecting not only their property, but their commercial secrets and their persons as well. Now, just to interject this again, he's saying that millionaires such as Nelson Rockefeller and Getty hired former agents. Well, George de Morenschild, the gentleman who meets Lee and Marina Oswald when they come home in June 1962 from the Soviet Union, carried a check, a blank check from Nelson Rockefeller when he traveled down to Mexico in Corpus Christi as a spy and wanted as a Nazi spy suspected during World War II. He worked under the cover of Nelson Rockefeller. And John Paul Getty set up an organization in California that took Otto von Bolschwing of the SS, one of Hitler's top people, and Reinhard Gehlen's right-hand man, who set up the spy network for Reinhard Gehlen in America and in South America and in Europe when Gehlen left this country to be head of the BND, the German intelligence. So John Paul Getty sets up a corporation, TCI, which later connects Edwin Wilson and Frank Turpel and our CIA, but used Helene von Damm, our ambassador now to Austria, who soon retired, as their secretary. Otto von Bolschwing was one of the very top Nazis of the Iron Guard, the Romanian Iron Guard. He was above Adolf Eichmann and lived here in California and traveled under the eyes of the organization of John Paul Getty and also other companies, including the Cabots back east, the Cabot Lodges, and so forth. So they used their corporations, or the Howard Hughes Organization, for spying, for political assassinations, just as the Hughes Organization used used Robert Mayhew to hire John Rosselli and Sam Giancana and members of organized crime to set up death squads. these individuals are not only protecting themselves, they're wiping out people identical to what the Freikorps did in Germany in the earlier period. It resurfaced again in 51, and America has its Freikorps. It's very important if I have to repeat that every week. Now, Spooks tells about Getty and Rockefeller. They give two examples. Then he continues, Jim Hogan, working for their very wealthy can be hazardous to your health, according to former FBI agent Paul Rothermeil, Rothermeil. And David Emery discussed him in this chapter of this book. We've been sharing this information. He had it on his program up in KFJC and KKUP, but many of you, of course, in the East and elsewhere don't know or haven't read this chapter or don't remember it. Paul Rothermeil was working with H.L. Hunt family in Texas, and he talked to Peter Noyes, a writer, and Peter Noyes is the fellow who made the connections of the survivalists, the Nazis, and Klans to Clay Shaw and the Aryan Nation that's up in Idaho right now. Peter Noyes did quite a bit of work into the investigation of John Kennedy, and he closed too quickly and hasn't done a separate chapter, but Rothermeil was discussing with Peter Noyes what happened. Rothermeil described his peculiar past association with the fabulously wealthy Hunt family of Texas. While employed in the Secret Service of H.L. Hunt, Rothermeil said the old man's son, Nelson Bunker Hunt, approached him in connection with a plan to form a paramilitary group for political purposes, a killer force that would train on the desert estates in the West, in the United States, our own death force, a connoisseur of racehorses and right-wing causes. Nelson Bunker Hunt is an important contributor to the John Birch Society and a confidant of its leader, Robert Welch. He is one of the world's richest men, having held the title at one time to all of the oil in Libya. And this is when Gaddafi was trained, of course, by Otto Skorzeny and Hitler's Nazis. And now Gaddafi is giving $5 million to Mr. Farrakhan to affect the American electoral process, which he does so well. Hunt was not content with his mere riches. He wanted to organize the so-called American Volunteer Group, the AVG. Now, this week, the Soldiers of Fortune had their annual convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. They are the missionaries. They work under Robert Brown from Vietnam. Brown was put into business, the magazine Soldier of Fortune, by John Singlaub. And those gung-ho survivalist magazines are part of the American Volunteer Group of It takes the power away from Congress, from the CIA, the Defense Department, and the National Security Council, which is so secret. These people can work in and out, like John Singlaub, between the volunteer group and the National Security Council. Meanwhile, while the people are being beheaded and cut open and tortured in Central and South America, the American Volunteer Group, which supposedly was to use lethal means of... Of course it's lethal. If you're going to kill people, it would be lethal. It was organized for the purpose of killing. Recounting the story, the former FBI man says the Hunt group planned to recruit a private army from the ranks of General Edwin Walker's John Birch Society cell in Dallas. Now, this is very important. They want a private army. That is what the Freikorps is. Because if it wasn't private, why did Earl Warren cover up General Walker bringing Volkmar Schmidt and Larry Schmidt from Munich, Germany, to go to the home of Robert Morris, a Knight of Malta, a former chief counsel for Senator Joe McCarthy, whose secretary married John Reese, the head of Western Goals. John Singlaub is on Western Goals. I'll chart this out for you in papers. I don't expect you to remember these names unless you've listened to me for a long, long time. He was going to use a private army from the secret cell in Dallas. The weapon of choice, their first choice, was to be a gas gun imported from Europe, as if our CIA doesn't make them, where the victims would appear to die of a heart attack. Now, how many heart attacks of young people have you been following lately in their 40s and 50s? Civil rights leaders, organizers, concerned people, theater judges, actors, you know. Start reading your obituaries if you haven't been doing it regularly. Asked to join the paramilitary unit that would make a war on liberals and on the left to kill the liberals and kill the left, Rothermeil said he refused. Then his telephone line was tapped, and spies working for H.L. Hunt started to threaten he was afraid for his life. Naturally, Nelson Bunker Hunt denied all of this, but deniability is a part of it. And this is why Bernard Fensterwald and Harold Weisberg and Sylvia Marr and the other a handful of researchers, Gary Mack in Texas, I could list 8 or 10 researchers that will not touch the Munich people that came from Munich, Germany, about 19 of them. I've had their names on the air, and I can give you the tapes of numbers if you write or call me where I talked about them, that were brought in for the political assassination of John Kennedy and other murders. Americans and some Germans, but mostly Americans, that were working in Munich with General Walker when he was working with Gerhard Frey and Mr. Naumann of the Free Corps in Europe. They were to do political assassinations. A former Hunt employee, this Rothermill, remained frightened of his old boss. And then this is where Jim Hogan leaves off. As for the AVG, the American Volunteer Group, itself, its short history is a bloody one that led investigators, mostly Peter Noyes, into the extremist wonderland, seeking the origins and training bases. He interviewed Minuteman Robert Depew, who described the terms of their politics and what they were going to do. Now, when Peter Noyes went into the investigation of that very group, that's when he tapped into the people who killed John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, the John Birch Society and General Walker. But you see, they're above. They're part of like the National Security Group. They can't work in the Pentagon. And even though John Kennedy brought General Walker home for his political work, they set up the AVG, the American Volunteer Group. Now, many times I've had on the air a reprint of an article from National Tatler about a group called the 5412-2. I'll repeat it again for new listeners or because it's apropos of the present. It was written by a man, Trowbridge Ford, a political scientist from Holy Cross, a former member of the U.S. Army's Counterintelligence Corps, who was talking about the relationship of Jack Ruby to the House Un-American Activities, and this would be Robert Morris working with Senator Joe McCarthy, and that Jack Ruby was a witness and worked with Richard Nixon. And then this article, as I said, was printed in the Tatler June 1st, 1975. And this article goes into the fact that Kennedy's death could have resulted from action taken by the so-called Special Group 5412-2, a group working within the White House in the late 1950s to coordinate actions of the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, and of course one of the heads of the Defense Intelligence Agency, was to become Daniel Graham, the partner of Kissinger's mentor, as I say, the Fritz Kramer, I'll say it over and over again. And then this article published in 1975 said, operating invisibly under the protection of the National Security Council, the group plotted the assassination of Fidel Castro and outlined what was known as the Bay of Pigs invasion. Nixon, as vice president, was the action officer for this special group, 5412-2. Others besides Nixon were Alexander Haig, whose name I've been charting for the past month in various charts that I do want to get out in printed form for you, on the coups that Haig has been behind in governments where dictatorships were put in or near misses. Working with Nixon was Alexander Haig, who ultimately became Nixon's last chief of staff, E. Howard Hunt, and the CIA contract employees Frank Sturgis and Bernard Barker. Incidentally, I just found out a few weeks ago that Julio Virgilio Martinez, the gentleman involved with the Watergate entry, and I'll have to spell the name for you. I forget how I spelled his first name, but it was Martinez. His brother is a doctor who has a clinic in Louisiana, and he was a doctor at Parkland Hospital when John Kennedy was brought in there. But when that notorious bullet, that mysterious bullet, the pristine bullet with no blood on it, was found on a stretcher, the brother of one of the Watergate gang who worked with this assassination team inside of Group 5412-2 was a doctor at Parkland Hospital. So we have to check out more about Mr. Martinez, one of the Watergate defendants, because Frank Sturgis was Frank Fiorina, who worked with Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, this article, as I say, came out a long time ago. It has to do with Nixon's friendship with E. Howard Hunt, and their trips to South America when Hunt was a senior CIA agent. But the crux of this article, the reason I bring it up again, is because it was inside the National Security Council and it was and the Defense Intelligence Agency, but under the protection of National Security Council. And again, this is the American volunteer group, volunteer gladly. The Fry Corps were all volunteer, believe me. They didn't have a conscription to take them in. So the volunteer group was part of the overthrowing of Germany and bringing in Adolf Hitler, even though it was an electoral process, creating the Freikorps in 51, and then the Germans working in Munich, Germany with General Walker. He was the most visible. I'm sure there were many others. And bringing it to the United States under Nelson Bunker Hunk and people from our Defense Department, FBI, and CIA, but calling it the American Volunteer Group, which formed itself into the American Freikorps, whose goal is to overthrow America and destroy America, just as that trial is going on in the Aryan Nations in Seattle, with their stated goal to destroy America and bring what Hitler wanted, which was control of the world, and our American Freikorps is going to bring that about. I may as well just run down this outline as long as it's here and give you these names quickly, the connections to what I'm trying to explain about that reunion and the timing process of it, and what is happening today. As I mentioned before, Gerhard Fry is one of the propagandists in Germany, a well-known publisher, who was in touch with General Walker. Walker called him. This story about Lee Harvey Oswald and Walker had no evidence that any bullet taken out of his house matched Lee Harvey Oswald's gun or rifle at all. And Fry is a person in Germany who was writing articles before Kennedy was killed, disliking Kennedy and tantamount to calling him a traitor to the United States or to the world or to his goals at the time that Kennedy went to Dallas. Nelson Bunker Hunt was paying for an ad calling Kennedy a traitor in the United States. Now, the Walker shooting, I put on the air many times, was arranged, according to the information I have, by Green Berets. They were formed by Nazis brought over here from Germany and Mr. Sieks, S-I-X, in North Carolina. And a fellow, James Frankenberry, is the one who sent me all these documents about Watergate defendants E. Howard Hunt meeting with gentlemen who were training to shoot into the Walker home, not to kill Walker, but Walker would have an excuse to say, well, that communist shot at me. Now, General Walker brought from Munich, Germany, Volkmar Schmidt, Larry Schmidt. Volkmar lived at his house. Larry Schmidt worked with the John Birch Society, and they infiltrated to take over Young Americans for Freedom. And this group became the Military Freikorps, and on broadcasts I've done with and about them, with that information from the Warren Commission hearings, Volume 18 primarily, they were saying we have to produce the bodies and run, we're not here for our own sake. And in the article I wrote for Rebel in 1963, I have a long section on General Walker and the people he brought from Munich, Germany, that some of these other researchers won't touch. And it's about time, after 22 years, that some of you write to them and pressure them and ask them, why have you never gone into this? Now, General Walker was working with Nelson Bunker Hunt, with the American Volunteer Group, the assassinations like the Freikorps, and the Hunts and Murchisons were behind the support of the survivalist magazines, along with Singlaub, who came off the staff of Douglas MacArthur in the Pacific. Later he worked with Senator Joe McCarthy, but Singlaib came out of the Pacific with MacArthur and Willoughby. Charles Willoughby, incidentally, was knighted by the Vatican along with some very important people. A man in Arizona, no, he lives in Houston, Texas, Mr. Landkammer, sent me a page of the Sovereign Order, the Military Knights of Malta of 1967, and there's Major General Charles A. Willoughby, Mr. Wiedenbach, who I wrote about in my Rebel article, and he worked with the very people in Dallas, Texas. On the Young Americans for Freedom board was Ronald Reagan, Charles Willoughby, this Knight of Malta, also knighted or part of the Military Affairs Committee with Willoughby, was Rear Admiral Francis T. Spellman. And Roy Cohn of Western Goals was the liaison between Spellman and J. Edgar Hoover through our entire Cold War period. Incidentally, one of the Knights of Malta, interestingly enough, is Rear Admiral Richard Black, who's in charge of the Antarctic territories and exploration, and I say that's one of the most important parts of our American history. So General Walker had these connections right to the American Volunteer Group and Nelson Bunker Hunk's desire for these death teams that were training in California and were directly linked to Clay Shaw, to the Nazis in South America, to Argentine, to Bormann. And Clay Shaw was that common denominator, and I've done some broadcasts on that. Now, Gerhard Fry was the other side of him, the General Walker connection. He was in touch with Mr. Naumann, Goebbels' right-hand man, who was in the bunker up to the end with Martin Bormann and Hitler and Goebbels. Naumann set up the Free Corps in Germany. Walker, on the if you take your right and left hand and draw them out, General Walker was helping set up the Fry Corps in America. And Naumann in the 50s was setting up the Fry Corps with Hans Ulrich Rudel in Germany starting in 1951. And Karl Heinz Hoffmann, that fellow I keep saying I'll do the broadcast on, hopefully next week maybe, has an identical magazine to Soldier of Fortune in Germany. He's in jail right now with his wife for having killed an Italian publisher, but I'm sure he'll be out very soon. And Hoffmann's money came from Gerhard Fry, and he was funded. He's one of the publications. He's the head of the Young Fry Corps group there of Nazis. And I mentioned his name just last week or the week before in terms of the reunion in Belgium of the Nazis in their SS uniforms and bringing their children. Now, they run survivalist magazines and gung-ho type magazines and Soldier of Fortune. So all of them, European youth and around the world, the Nazis, headed the largest group by Hoffmann, funded by Gerhard Fry. In America, you have the Nelson Bunker Hunt, the Murchison and Singlaub setting up the American Fry Corps in this country. And as again I say, the common denominator here is Hans Ulrich Rudel and Otto Skorzeny, who could float in and out with both groups. Now, Fry and Naumann's assistant in this operation who helped set up the Fry Corps in 51, that Rudel, then makes his connections to Argentine with Juan Perón. It's very important for me to take a lot of individual names and accumulate them for you in one broadcast, even if you can't remember all of them, because I've done separate broadcasts on them individually. And now all this material is coming together. It's just flooding together. Every book I read, everything I see, every article ties together more clearly the individual pieces of the puzzle that I've been sharing with you for the past 14 years. From time to time, I've referred to an article, Los Angeles Times, June 7th, 1980, and I just run through it real quickly because our time is almost up, titled Wealthy Join Movement to Carry Gospel to the World. And it's about 100 men that have come together to raise $1 billion to turn the entire world Christian. The drive is led by Nelson Bunker Hunt, the man who set up the private assassination group, the volunteer group. Another person who contributes is William R. Bright. And the article says that Bright, a small-time businessman, launched a campus crusade in 1951 at UCLA and now has an organization worth over $49.2 million. That was in 1979. Now, 1951 was the exact date decided in Germany in 1944, where the Fry Corps would begin in Germany, and it was formed by this Mr. Naumann, who works with General Walker and Gerhard Fry. Walker brings people from Munich, Germany, American Army, to the United States to melt with Nelson Bunker Hunt, and Mr. Bright has organized in 51 the exact year on our campus in the United States the same thing that was taking place in German with the common denominators in Germany. Other people part of this organization are President Gerald Ford, former President Ford, who was on the Warren Commission and covered that up, of course, and John Connally, very much part of the assassination, a member of Permanex, described in the Torbett document. Leon Jaworski, another attorney for the Warren Commission who knew that Lee Harvey Oswald was in the CIA and FBI. And I'll put that document about Jaworski's knowledge of that into Ted Gandolfo's newsletter so you can see it for yourself. People from the John Kennedy assassination, Mr. William Bright, Nelson Bunker Hunt, Clint Murchison, and John Connally, and the whole team, Gerald Ford, became part of the Operation 1980 to turn the entire world Christian, which is different than Adolf Hitler just getting rid of the Jews. If everyone wears a cross, then the Jews will stand out. Instead of the Jews wearing the star this time, everyone else will have a cross, and then you'll know who the Jew is. He'll either wear a cross or you'll know right away. Well, these teams have, I've rushed through it. I can't do it justice for just 1 hour, but these teams have connected, as I say, through the books that have been published before that I'm rereading, the articles I'm rereading, and seeing them in a different light now. Even though I thought I was looking for a certain thing before, it is more in focus now than ever, and I'll continue to share it with you. There was so much in the news this week. I had, like I say, the 50 top stories, and I got to 3. But let's settle for that and stay well, and we'll still collect the other material and use it very soon, I hope. In the meanwhile, this is Mae Brussel, and you take care, and I'll be back with you next week.